Celine Dion had a bouncing baby boy last night, a tiny baby with a huge oblong head and a mouth that runs north to south like Celine's.
Right. You know, she has another zygote in the oven, and I mean that, and it's in a tube.
Test tube children are usually taller.
Are they really?
Well, just from being in the spending all that time in the tube.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Was there a little man that wanted to ask me a question about this morning's clue, clue number 5 in the KO Hidden Hideaway contest?
Well, let's find out. Are you there? Try to test that thing. See if it works. Hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
I wonder where the Washington KO Hidden Hideaway is.
I wonder.
Does it have a restroom?
What?
I hope so.
Restroom.
Restroom. Who needs the restroom, Robin?
I'm just about getting ready to make some powerful party.
You are.
Right about now.
Oh, my.
So how about a clue?
Yeah. Well, we better get to it then. This morning's clue, ye shall reap. Hello.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
I think it might be Bill Gates' underground basketball court.
Oh, man. What a great hidden hideaway that
would be.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
But at least you're thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay tuned to KA Wild for more details and clues to the newest contest in Seattle.
KO 1150, Color Radio.
All right, the Super Toilet Bowl of Tunes will pop up right after this.
Live from nowhere near Tampa, Florida, you're catching a big whiff of the Super Toilet Bowl of Tunes.
All right, here you go, Johnny. You're up first.
Steven Tyler, you will hear this halftime Sunday. Our first contender.
Hey,
we have a 15-yard penalty and loss of down. Assessed to Mr. Maynard. The previous tune has streaked the ball.
And now, yes, on with the Super Toilet Bowl of Tunes.
That's the contender, Jaded. You will hear that during halftime Sunday.
This goes up against... God bless America.
15-yard penalty. Now, where's the ref?
Well, the ref is not here now. It's always nice, isn't it? Let's try this.
I like watching you work.
There you go, man. Versus Aerosmith. Roy Rogers.
By a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
Okay, let's open the phone lines.
Oh, not yet. We're listening to this.
Wake me when it's over. Good morning. Super Toilet Bowl of Rock.
Hey, you know, I got to go with Roy Rogers. At least,
One for Roy Rogers.
There it is. Sons of the Pioneers
I'm writing down
Roy
Toilet
Rogers.
Bowl of Tunes. Yes, good morning.
The Aerosmith song sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for Roy Rogers.
All right, there's two for Roy Rogers.
Tough day for Steven Tyler when he's beaten out by Roy Rogers, 2-0. Hello, good morning.
Oh, Roy Rogers by far.
Okay,
there you go. There's three to Roy Rogers.
Wow, somebody better get a hold of the Super Bowl committee. Yes, good morning.
Well, I'm voting for Roy Rogers, but I think there should be a delay of game there.
There was a delay of game. You didn't hear it?
Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Roy Rogers kicks Steve Tyler's ass, if I may say so, on the Super Toilet Bowl of Tunes. So we have our first champion of the morning, Sons of Pioneers, featuring Roy Rogers and the Navajo Trail.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing. Probably the programming department, if they would be listening, should be listening right now, are doing backflips.
Yeah.
Real okay, let's take out all the Aerosmith in the playlist and replace it with Sons of Pioneers and Roy Rogers.
It's 6:30 in the morning. We're 15 minutes away from a spin on the Melody Ranch quiz wheel, and we continue with Robin and Maynard's Super Tidy Toilet Bowl of Tunes. And the Supes are at Golden State tonight. And Vin Baker is doing fine. You know, he had to go to the hospital at a regular heartbeat, but then he downed a little too much caffeine, and that will do it to you. Caffeine, it's a delicate art form with caffeine because you want to run it right up to the red line, but not over.
Caffeine causes problems, especially in women, more so than men.
Really?
Yeah, it causes breast lumps, and that's clean.
Itching?
Not itching. You know, they say that that's not true.
Well, I don't know.
They say that there's no truth to the rectal itch of caffeine.
Is that right?
A doctor that I know had told me that. Okay. I've been off of it, and I thought you guys
would
know.
Hey, well,
that's
good. I'm glad to hear you've gone clean,
yeah,
you know?
Clean,
yeah,
man.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to give you a moron test here in a little while, too.
Oh, I've already taken
No,
my pass with flying colors.
No. I can ask you one of the questions now. Is there a 4th of July in England, yes or no?
Well, sure. And there's a 5th and a 3rd.
How many birthdays does the average man have?
Depends on how long he lives.
Some months have 31 days. How many have 28 days?
All of them.
How many outs are there in an inning?
How many outs in an inning?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister?
His widow's sister.
No Jeez. Help from the peanut gallery.
Yeah. I don't know if it's legal. It could be really fun.
Okay.
Well, I haven't met the sister-in-law yet.
Take the number 30. No typing, please. Divide it by 1/2.
Yeah.
Then add 10.
Okay.
What do you get?
25.
There are 3 apples, and you take 2 away.
Yeah.
How many apples are you left with?
1.
A doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take 1 every 30 minutes.
Right.
How long will the pills last?
An hour.
A butcher in the market is 5'10" tall. What does he weigh?
Meat.
Answer number 1. Yeah, of course there's a 4th of July in England. You did nicely there.
Oh, thank you.
The average man has 1 birthday. You can only be born once. I asked you, how many birthdays does an average man have?
Well, misleading question.
Not at all.
Because if he's 100, he's celebrated 100 times.
How many birthdays do you have?
Well, he's only born on one day. Although, if it was a breech baby, you know, and it started at 11:59 and it was a difficult job, I suppose he could have 2, and kind of in a technical sense.
The answer to how many outs in an inning, of course, is 6.
Right.
Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister? You weren't listening carefully, you see. That's what I'm saying about this. It's a screwy test. If you take the number 30, divide
it... You still don't get it. What do you mean? His wife dies. Why can't he marry his sister?
Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister?
Oh, I see. He is the one that is dead.
If he has a widow, he would be.
That's a guy with a healthy libido that still wants to go after he's dead, right? You know, you open that coffin and... Whoa!
There's another bullseye from news marksman John Maynard.
There's a player.
One must keep their mind open to all questions and listen.
Proving us all to be big... Morons with huge rubber-lipped heads.
No, but the difference between you and I is you would have taken one of those questions and milked it for 300 years, driving everyone crazy. I want it out of the way and on with the show.
Good choice.
Hi, Rick Jones here, and you know I like this Robin and Maynard crap as much as the next guy. And that's why I'm ducking in here with a sponsorship phone number. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones. Okay.
Outstanding.
6:51, Robin, who is your contestant this morning?
It's little Johnny Jungers.
Jungers, my man, how you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
Name the artist with the longest span between number one records. Her first record came out in September of 1971.
Let me see. If we can put this together, we get 250.
Female artist.
Movie star.
Barbara Streisand or Diana Ross. That's the only two I can think of.
Okay, well, I will
tell
you. What
about Petula Clark? She became a movie star. Or Lulu.
Lulu's good. Anyway, I'll tell you, this was a 27-year span.
So she was off the charts entirely for 27 years.
No. The longest span between number one records. She is an Oscar winner and has...
That could be Diana Ross or Lady Sings.
Babs won an Oscar? I know she...
Eddie Duke?
No, I know Barbara won. Cher won. Cher is the correct answer. Cher is the correct answer. I'm going with Cher. You want to go with me?
Jungers?
I never argue with Madame Fabulina.
That's right, Jungers.
Jungers is the answer, Cher.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, that is good. Thank you, Madame.
Great.
It's all good, baby. I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Mama used to dance for the money they throw. That was the number one record in September of 1971. And then, of course, in 1998, she had the beyond comprehensional Believe.
I like that record, actually.
Believe?
Yeah. Hang on, Youngers.
There goes Youngers with $125, all courtesy of Robin Maynard. And our super tidy bowl of toilet tunes resumes shortly.